CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Your net control tonight is KO4HKX. My name is Patrick, and my location is Penrose. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet, and this repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net? Please call KO4HKX. Being heard, we will now begin the roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. And tonight we will begin with the pre-net check-ins. And first on that list is Mr. Mayo, K4XMR. Then we'd like to welcome Mayo's down in Prosperity, sorry. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Fred, W4SCM, and he brings along Miss Isla, N4IEI, and they make their home and travel address. Next, we'd like to welcome Andrew, W2AMD, down in Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Don, KG4PFI, and he brings along Miss Linda, KG4QLQ, and they make their home in Piedmont. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Ben, KO4ZEW, out of Simpsonville. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Kurt, KM4BLH, out of Greenville. Then we've got Mr. Andy, KI4LZI, down in Table Rock. Then Mr. Leroy, KA5WLL, out of Taylor's. Then we've got Mr. John, KN4RJN, out of Brown Summit, North Carolina. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Bob, KI4LJG, out of Greensboro, North Carolina. Next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Tony, N4ASW, and he brings along Miss Kimberly, KQ4JSK, and they make the home in Asheville. We'd also like to welcome Mr. Scott, KX4YM, out of Greenville. And then we've got Mr. Bill, KC4W, out of Anderson. And that concludes our pre-net check-ins. And with that, we've got an EchoLink station, so we're going to jump over and catch them. EchoLink stations only. EchoLink stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
Net control, good evening. This is Alpha Alpha 4, Gulf Hotel Gus, temporary QTH, Durham, North Carolina.
I'd like to welcome Mr. Gus, AA4GH, and he is traveling again. He's up here in Durham, North Carolina. Gus, good to hear you, and thank you for always coming by and checking in with us. Do appreciate that. So with that, that concludes our pre-net check-ins and our echo links for the moment. Tonight being Blue Delta, please call KO4HKX.
4HKX. King Patrick, please check in. Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont and we'll all be negative.
KO4HKX. Good evening, Patrick. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW. Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
HKX. Everybody on the net, please check in Kilo Bravo 2 Bravo Yankee, Quebec. KB2BYQ. Dave and Easley, I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73s to you and everybody on the net.
I would like to welcome this fine group, and to start us off is Mr. Rick, KK4DMW, and he brings along Miss Lorena, KK4ONO, and they're daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ, and they make their home out of Piedmont. And thank you for stopping by. Then we'd like to welcome our net control manager. That's Mr. Dave, W4DJW, out of Greer. And Dave, thank you for everything you do for us. And then we'd like to welcome another Dave, KB2BYQ, out of Easley. And Dave, thank you for stopping by tonight. Do appreciate that. With that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Delta, Alpha through Delta. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll move on up to Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel, please call KO4HKX.
For HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November, Harry and Kettler. Be negative, negative tonight, Patrick. Call. Stay dry and stay warm down there.
For HKX. W4, Foxtrot, Hotel Juliet. Gene and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
I would like to welcome Mr. Harry, KC4EZN, out of Candler, North Carolina. And Harry, good to hear you. And you stay warm up there and on the other side of the mountain. And stay dry, or keep the frozen stuff away anyway. It's supposed to be cool down tonight. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Gene, W4FHJ, down in Taylor's. And Gene, good to hear you. And Gene, just so you know, it sounds like you're talking into a tin can. I don't know what's changed with your radio or your microphone, but I'm just letting you know. You're perfectly readable, but it just sounds like you're talking into a tin can.
And I didn't know anything about that, but thank you for telling me about it. Over.
If we don't tell each other what's going on with the radios, we're not going to know, because I can't hear myself, so I would appreciate somebody letting me know if I've got trouble on my signal. And thank you for stopping by tonight. I do appreciate that. With that, we'll try one more time. Echo through Hotel. Echo through Hotel. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll assume we've got everybody for that pass, and we'll move up to India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I am James. I'm up on this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And it's where I'll be negative and negative. Send 73s for each one of you.
For HKX. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, check in my wife, Donna. Kilo Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Park us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. Put on an extra blanket. We're back to cold. KK4JBQ73.
We'll welcome this group in here, and first on the list is Mr. James, KK4JFO, up in Tuxedo, or across from me in Tuxedo. James, good to hear you. Do appreciate you stopping by. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KK4JBQ, and he brings along Miss Donna, KC4MFK. They make their home down in Greer. And Larry, good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by. And always a pleasure to hear you key up the mic. You're always so smooth and gives me a break for a minute, so I do appreciate it. With that, we will try one more time. India through Lima. India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Please check in and out. K3JO5, Joey. Also KI4DOS, Gary. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and Elise and all on the net. Oh, and Patrick, I do need to tell you, Gary has added an ice cream parlor to his community. Good evening to you and all on the net.
Hotel boy.
Ms. Joy, it's good to hear you checking in. That is a real treat. We'd like to welcome Ms. Joy, K3JOY. And she brings home her pretty little husband with an ever-expanding community. Now has an ice cream parlor, obviously. KI4DOS, that's Mr. Gary, and they make the home down in Easley. And Miss Joy, thank you for making me laugh. I needed that.
Welcome, Patrick. I can usually come up with something, but I come up with my best when I don't try to think about it. Take good care. Thanks for calling the net. K3JOY.
Control. Please check in the Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. Whiskey 4, Juliet Echo Tango. It's Matthew in Northern Pickens. No traffic tonight. Patrick, thanks for calling the net. I'm on an HT if it's a little scratch.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Matthew, WW4JET. And Matthew, good to hear you tonight. And look forward to talking to you the next time you're heading into work. But good to hear you tonight. And thank you for stopping by. And Mr. Matthew makes his home down in Pickens. Again, thank you. And with that, we will try one more time. Oh, we're going to pause here. We got an Echo Link station just showed up. Echo Link stations only. Echo Link stations only. Please call KO4HKX.
KO4HKX, good evening, Patrick. Check in KA4PQA. That is Kilo Alpha 4, Papa Quebec Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Patrick, to yourself, all on the net. No traffic, no rag queue.
Welcome, Mr. Stephen, KA4PQA, and he makes his home down in Greenwood. And Stephen, good to hear you, and thank you for stopping by and checking in with us. I do appreciate it. So with that, we'll try one more time, India through Lima, India through Lima. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we're going to move on up to Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa, please call KO4HKX. Put into my system here. It didn't automatically populate, so you must be really new. Do appreciate you working with me there to get that. And then, Danny, I'm going to need you to come back to me and give me your call sign one more time also, please, sir. We'd like to welcome Mr. Danny, KQ4NHB, down in Greenville. Good to hear you tonight. Thank you for stopping by. Appreciate you also working with me, Danny, and your patience there. So we'll back up here and we'll welcome Mr. David, KF4NXY, and he brings along Miss Marie, AF4SX, and they make their home down there in Possum Kingdom in Southern Greenville. And David, thank you for stopping by. I do appreciate you coming by. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Eddie, W4NTQ. And Eddie is down there in Simpsonville, and Eddie is our resident elder. And Eddie, I do appreciate you coming in here and hanging out with us and checking in. I do appreciate it. And with that, we'll try one more time. Mike through Papa. Mike through Papa. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause now, we'll move on up to Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
Please check in 0GR, November 0 Tango Romeo. My name is Tom. I'm located in Greer. And Patrick, the gentleman, Robert, from down there at Piedmont, this was his very first day on the radio. He's a technician, just passed his license, and I helped him get set up on his handy talkie today. And I just thought I'd let you know that. Nice to have him aboard, and he did a good job. Good evening to you and all on the net. I'll be negative, sir.
Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel Kilo X-ray. Evening, Patrick. This is Whiskey 1, Romeo Papa Golf, Bob, and I'm in Piedmont. Good evening to all. Negative, negative.
HKX. K4QDU, Quebec Delta Uniform. Name's Randy. Here in Greer, you can check me in and out. K4QDU.
4HKX. Senior Patrick, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec, Lima, Golf, KO4QLD, this is Chris, in Liberty, and I will meet Dan in there. Hello, Tom.
Hey, Chris.
Yeah, yes. Kilo 4, Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW, Richard Greenville, no traffic, no round table.
Let's pause here and welcome this fine group. First on that list is Mr. Tom, N0TR, down there in Greer. And Tom, thank you for helping Robert get set up there. And yes, it was a pleasure checking him in. And Robert, welcome to the hobby. Look forward to talking to you on down the log many more times. And we're here every night with a different net controller, so love to have you check in with us. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Bob, W1RPG, down there in Piedmont. And Bob, thank you for coming by. Do appreciate that also. Then we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, K4QDU, down in Greer. And I do appreciate that. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Chris, KO4QLG, down in Liberty. And Chris, good to hear you tonight. It's a pleasure. Clicking noise on your signal that's not usually there. I didn't know what it was, but just letting you know. And then we'd like to welcome Mr. Richard, K4ROW, down in Greenville. Richard, thank you for coming by. I do appreciate that also. And with that, we will try one more time. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX.
Kilo Charlie 4, Sierra Kilo Delta, Larry. Also, Kilo Golf 4, Alpha Hotel Sierra. That's my wife, Rhonda. We're in Easley, South Carolina. Please check us in and out tonight. Thank you for calling, Annette. Hope everyone has a good evening.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Larry, KC4SKD, and he brings along Miss Rhonda, KG4AHS. They make their home down in Easley. And Larry is one of our other net controllers. What is it? Friday night you're calling, Larry?
It's every other Friday night. Yeah, this past Friday night was my night, so I don't know who's calling it this coming Friday. But that's the way they got it set up.
just trying to recognize our net controllers and the ones that help keep all this going and wrangled around. So I do appreciate you jumping in there and helping out with that. And with that, we'll try one more time. Quebec through Tango. Quebec through Tango. Please call KO4HKX. All right, with that pause, we'll move on up to Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Just check in Kilo4X-ray Bravo. That's K4XB. My name is Tommy. My location is Southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone on that.
All right, we'd like to welcome Mr. Tommy, K4XB, down there in Southern Greenville County. And Tommy, thank you for stopping by. Do appreciate that. With that, we'll try one more time. Uniform through Zulu. Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, we'll assume we've got everybody for the first pass, and we'll open it up to the big group. Alpha through Zulu. Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX.
HKX. Patrick, please check in. Kilo Oscar 4, Juliet Kilo Victor. KO4JKV, this is Duncan in Asheville. No traffic, no comment. Thanks for holding the net.
HKX. Gonna lose your well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India Oscar Echo. Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net, Patrick. Thank you to everyone on the net. Thank you for making the official release. It's very nice to know. No traffic.
All right, we'll stop here and we'll welcome in Mr. Duncan, KO4JKV out of Asheville. And Duncan is one of our Monday night net controllers. And Duncan, thank you for coming by and checking in with me. It is a pleasure. And next, we'd like to welcome Mr. Sid, W4IOE, in Fletcher. And Sid, good to hear you tonight. And for those of you that don't know, Sid calls the net over on the 14640 machine on Sunday night at 8 o'clock. And there's a tone of 91.5 on that. And I know you will enjoy his net just as well as ours. There are already quite a few of us that go up there and try to check in with him, and it is just a pleasure to check in, and always sit. And it was good to talk to you on the radio Friday as I was passing through. Enjoyed our conversation up there. So thank you for coming by, sir. Right, with that, we'll try one more time. Alpha through Zulu, Alpha through Zulu. Please call KO4HKX. With that pause, this is KO4HKX, now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for check-ins. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the RAG 2 portion of the net with periodic stops for check-ins between RAG 2s. And tonight we don't have anyone down for RAG 2, so have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? All right. And tomorrow night is Monday, the fifth Monday night of the month. I think that is the one Mr. Dave will be calling, W4DJW. He will be calling the net tomorrow night, as best I can remember. So make sure to come by and check in with him and give him a good dose of typer's cramp, because he's typing on that keyboard way faster than I am. And I know you'd enjoy you coming by. So with that, have I missed anyone for comments or check-ins? All right, I'm going to send my net report, and I will return shortly. Okay, this is KO4HKX, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for check-ins. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use, 7-3, and good night to everyone. And thank you for coming by and checking in with me. It was a pleasure being your net controller tonight.
K4JBQ. You there? KI4LZI.
4LZI. KK4JBQ.
So I'm calling to get your opinion about something, but there again, because you're probably more up on this than I am. I know there's two different kinds of noise. Whether it's power line noise or RF radio frequency interference noise. When it comes to You're on AM on medium wave and HF. I've got, I think, a combination of both, but some of it I can trace down myself and some of it I can't. You familiar with anything that's on in the MFJ catalog?
The only thing I am aware of is something called a noise blanker. I believe it's an accessory that MFJ has. Largely, it's used to cancel ignition noise if you have a mobile installation. And you can tell engine noise because it increases in either its, how rapid the interference is with the speed of the engine. It's coming from the alternator is where it's coming from. So it speeds up as the engine speeds up, and the interference is at idle, it's da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da, like that. But it increases to a whine because the frequency of the interference increases with the engine. They may have others. I do know that they have, their catalog is, their recent catalog is online. So that makes it easy to search. You wouldn't have to wait to receive one in the mail or something, you know.
KI4LZI5D, well, my problem's not in the automobile, it's right here. Luckily, here on our family, it ain't an issue, but on anything else, what we call short wave and medium wave, AM, it tears me up, boy. Big time, about a 10 over 9 noise level. There's two things here, and I want your opinion about the MFJ sales here. It's a RFI noise detector, MFJ-805, and a power line noise detector, MFJ-852. I'd like to have your opinion what you think about those pieces of test instruments.
I don't have one of their catalogs in front of me. I do have an old catalog here somewhere, a paper catalog, you know. The best I can recall, another device that they have would be something that other distributors call them big ears. It's a parabolic dish with a small amplifier in it and some earphones, and you can go around your property and point it at a telephone pole, especially one with a transformer on it, and or one whose lightning arrester. They do have big lightning arresters that break the power if they are if they get a lightning, a direct lightning hit. But sometimes when those are there waiting, they're spring loaded. And when they're waiting to be hit by lightning, they'll get a little out of adjustment and they'll just click on and off. Clickety-click, click-click, 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 click-click. So they're intermittent. And quite often, it's not in any discernible pattern. An irregular click. So by pointing this parabolic dish, which is handheld, it's not very big, it's probably the size of a 10-inch pizza, yeah. But it's parabolic, so it concentrates what it's hearing and amplifying that to the headphones. It helps you find where the offense is occurring. Another type of highly identifiable noise that you'll get sometimes is an electric fence. I don't know about your property or about your neighbors perhaps using an electric fence for any reason. Those have transformers as well, and they can go bad, and that'll create interference. It's probably one of those two. It'll sound too regular to be natural. If you, natural interference is quite irregular. What's the pattern of the interference?
Bill's the guy. Well, that's kind of why I was wanting something to do some verification on things. I think I know what some of it is, but not all of it. I think I got a mixture of a power line noise and a mixture of radio frequency interference noise is what I'm thinking some of this is. I got a mixture of both. Some of it I can somewhat detect, but some of it I can't. And that's why I was wondering about this. I was asking you what you thought your opinion here about, you know. One thing that works bad for me is on the other side of the wall, there's a meter base here, you know, that comes into the house here, and they switched it from some years back from analog to digital. That's some of it. But I've also, in some other parts, some other stuff in the house here, too, I think that I've also got some radio frequency interference in here, too, as well. Kind of combination of both.
Dan, out in nature, it's usually dead quiet. I mean, far enough away from any man-made noise. But the closer you get to civilization, even your home, as you pointed out, will have devices in the home or outside the home to bring electricity in or something else, and there's the offense. Now, if it is your power meter house, if you can identify it as being that meter, in other words, you get take an AM radio, a little transistor radio, if you have something like that, put it on AM and tune it between stations and walk up close to the meter, if that's what you suspect it to be, and the radio will pick it up and amplify it, because it's very wide spectrum, that kind of noise. It just, it's everywhere on the band. But it's localized, so you're getting up close and then walking further away, it'll diminish as you walk further away, and then you walk back up close to it, and it'll increase, and you have identified one of your problems. There's multitudes of noisemakers. Some are worse than others. Some depend greatly on their proximity to your radio antenna. In other words, if your antenna is 40 feet away, it's probably not going to have much effect. But others, such as power line noise, that's prevalent. But you can track it down with something as simple as a little pocket radio, AM radio, if you've got such a thing yet. I don't know if you can get one of those things today. But many AM radios have FM. They're not expensive if you have to find, you know, something new. You can probably get a little AM, FM radio that's sufficient for this kind of work for $15 or so. But you do have to tune it off station, between stations, where you get nothing but hiss, you know? And then you can walk up close to an offender in the house. It could, let's just say it's a toaster. You walk up to the toaster while it's on, and you'll hear it. Yeah, even the wiring in your house can affect some signals because it is a wire, and there's electricity on the wire, and it's generating at some frequency. It's generating man-made noise. It's a problem that we encounter because we live in civilization. KK4JBQ.
Well, see, I have an idea. Well, I've already done a certain amount of this. The same thing I'm talking about here with this 718, it'll drive me up a wall. Some of this noise will. I can go to the other end of the house where I've got a radio out there that'll pick up, you know, HF shortwave on AM only, of course. Or also medium wave. I can tune the same thing in here or go out there on the other end of the house and I can hardly hear it. Hardly hear the noise at all. But here, every bit, 10 over 9. And like I said, I think I'm getting others as well, but problem. So go with it. That's just one I've tracked down, but I have to track down myself.
Understand. I do understand. The only other thing I could mention is if your antenna is vertically polarized, it's more susceptible to man-made noise. If it's horizontal, oh, just simply put, if it's something like a dipole, which is strung up horizontally, then it's less affected, not greatly, but less effective than the vertical polarized antenna. Now, if we're talking on a repeater that has a vertically polarized antenna, so our antennas to receive that signal must match it. So we have vertical antennas. The horizontal one will work, but poorly. It'll, in the same spot, it'll be poorly, it'll not function well. So you have to match up the polarization of whatever the emitting antenna is. The thing is, with power lines, they're going every which way. If you've ever seen wiring in a house before they cover it up with sheetrock, it's going every which way. So it's polarized for 10 feet, and then it's horizontal for 10 feet, and then it's vertical for 2 inches, and then horizontal for a foot, and then vertical for 10 inches. Wiring just goes everywhere. I have a similar issue here. Mine is exacerbated because I live close to other people, close to other houses. So what I can do may not make any difference at all because my neighbor's not going to do anything to fix my trouble in that regard, at least. So you don't have that situation. I don't think you have a house too close by. But anything that generates RF, such as an electric fence or, I don't know, just a lot of other things that have anything to do with electricity, if it's close to your house, it's a suspect. And that's the best I know. KK4JBQ.
4LZI. As long as I'm here like I am right now on FM, no issue. No issue. But boy, boy, when it comes, say, like tuning something on 75 meters, 40 meters, 20 meters, or even if I want to go out of the ham band, being 718 will receive out of it, say, like WSM 659. I mean, the noise is just unreal, very unreal. But like I said, I can go out there on the other end and tune, say, like tune WWB in out there, or 650 WSM out there, and you can hardly hear that particular noise. But the thing is, this is just one of many noises that I'm dealing with, just one that I've been able to halfway do some figuring on my own with.
It's all frequency dependent, absolutely. A whole lot of difference between old AM, 2 meters, and 75 meters. It's all frequency dependent. Your radio is doing its job. It's picking up the RF at the signal that you're dialed in for. It's not your radio's problem. It's the problem of the offending device, whatever that might be. Locating it is just step one. fixing it, shielding it, doing away with it if you can. But surely, if it's from the power pole, as I said, the transformer on a power pole is suspect. And the light protecting breakers are, that's an offender as well. Or your power meter. That is the responsibility. Those things are the responsibility of the power company. And I think they should fix that for you. If you've identified it, you don't have to get any more specific than I'm having, you know, trouble with my radio reception. I've tracked it down to, let's say it's the meter that's hanging on the house. That doesn't belong to you, and you can't touch that. You shouldn't touch that. But notify the power company, and they'll come and hang a new one. It's in their best interest to keep their customer happy. KK4 JBQ.
4LZI5D. I think that's one of my problems, but I don't think it's all of it, but I think that's one of the problems. Prior to, I guess, 4 or 5 years ago, we used to have an analog meter here that's been here ever since power was probably here, just about. An analog meter, and they had to send someone out here to check the meter. With this digital, they don't have to do it, but I think it, as you say, it, what I make out, at least with one of my problems, it's throwing out some noise out here, and this 718's just on the other side of the wall from where that meter base is. All I got's just a causeward situation. I mean, just something to receive on. Kind of a dipole strung up from here back that way, back out to toward the back of the house. But it picks this garbage up like you want to the other end, to the other radio, and you hardly hear it. That's just one piece of noise issue that I'm dealing with, that I've come closest to trying to figure out. Some of this other, though, it's, I'm kind of in the dark on that. That's the reason I was wanting your opinion about those two detectors, test instruments that's in QST, about what you think about them.
Another thought, well, two other thoughts. We're talking about the power meter. Now, of course, that's delivering power to your power panel, which divides the power to your home into the circuits that are in the different rooms, even overhead for an overhead light in the room, something like that. The power meter is connected to all of those wires. And as we well know, any wire will radiate. You give it You give it the right signals, whether they be what you want or what you don't want. The wire's going to radiate it. So if you find one offender, you could be a long way into having a much better experience on your radio, because it could be sounding one way right at the meter. But if you find that off-tuning an AM radio, if that does show you that the power meter is faulty, then take it inside the house. Go into the different rooms and stand in the middle of the room. If you don't hear much, go to each outlet in the room, even the switches. Anywhere where there's wire, there's a possibility of radiating signals you don't want to hear. And as far as, I have never owned one of MSJ's devices, you'd be taking a chance of it not being much help, or it being the very thing you needed. That's the chance, either or. It may help you identify it, it may not. I can't represent that one way or the other. But it's a problem that hams have had for, well, ever since there's been radio. And we've been on the receiving end, you might say, of problems like that. We've also generated problems. Back, if you can recall, back during Spark Gap days, I mean, that was a messy signal, Spark Gap. It just created a jumping spark between two electrodes, and it went out everywhere and blanketed the radio spectrum. I mean, it didn't stay within one band. It wasn't discriminating at all. Spark Gap was awfully noisy. And during, say, the 50s and 60s, we would tear up televisions before they were digital, before the changeover in television. Even a particular type of television, I think plasma, if you remember, there was a, before LEDs were used to provide the light behind the screen that shows us the picture, they used plasma. And those things, it went both ways on those. Whenever a plasma television was on in your neighbor's house, it could tear up your radio. And whenever you turn your radio on, it could tear up their television. So this is an age-old problem. I wish you the best of luck to find what it is so disrupting to you. I know what you mean by high noise level. Where my shack is, well, I don't have much luck on anything but 2 meters, to tell you the truth, because it's a cesspool of noise here. I've got houses all around me quite close. I share walls with other people on either side of my house. We share a wall. It's kind of like you would in an apartment, but there's nobody living above me or below me. It's just the walls. And I have no control over what they bring into the house and what they turn on and what mess it might make for me. And with the property that I can put any antenna on, it has to be vertical. I can't go horizontal, and it can't be very high. There are no mature trees here to even put a wire up in it. I understand. I do understand, and I do sympathize. Do the very best you can do with what you're able to put your hands on. One of these things, try one. If it doesn't put you out too much, try one, see how it might work. At least they'll give you some instructions on its use, and you'll learn from that. You might even be able to go online to the MSJ site and download one of the instruction manuals for these devices and then evaluate how that thing works. And then on the basis of that, whether it might work for you or not, that's the best I know. And anyway, my thumbs are getting awful tired with this push to talk. I guess I've overtaxed my hand today. I'm getting a cramp, and so I'll use my left hand instead for a moment here. There we go. Ooh. Well, Andy, I'm going to wish you all the best. And do let me know how it's working out for you. And if anything I've suggested has been of any value to you, KK4JBQ.
KI4 Hell's a guy. Well, this is something I'm going to be dealing with for a while, obviously, but at some point when you get your kid and you happen to be online or something like that, take a look at those two and tell me what you think about them. Now, on certain things on this, you're more up to speed on this than I am. On the MFJ-805 and the MFJ-852, what you think about it, you can tell me sometime later. Because this problem ain't going to go away right away, I can assure you that. Because I've been trying to figure this out for the past little bit, and hadn't really got anywhere except for maybe slightly. I think I've got an RFI issue and a power line noise type issue both combined. Like I was telling you, I know I can get further away and it's not as bad, but that's on the power line issue. But other than that, that's really all I know. So I need all the information I can get. And if you can kind of give me some idea about these test instruments here about that, which would be work the best, I could certainly use the knowledge. KK4JBQ, KI4LZI.
I made a note, 805 and 852. And if I see that they have any promise at all, and of course they're going to make promises, certainly, but it's kind of a wild shot, you know. If you pull the trigger on something, you want to be aiming at the targets that you're aware of. You know, be sure of your target. That's the first thing. That's why if you do have a little radio, I come back to that because it's something that a lot of people have. Little battery operated AM/FM radio. That can help you identify where these things are coming from. As long as you can get it close, I'm talking within 2 feet, let's say. And if you get the noise goes away, move it back again, and the noise comes back, then you've identified the problem. It may not be something you can see. It could be in the walls, as I say. You can just walk right up to your meter, since that's one suspected device, and see in the same way. See a proximity of the radio. And you know, usually you don't even have to pull up an antenna because AM has a ferrite antenna within the case of the radio. So it's pretty convenient. This only works on AM as a detector, you might say. But that would give you some idea of where it originates from. Whatever you do after that will depend greatly on what you find, you know, where you find the noise. Anyway, I'll look these up. Something that might be helpful to me in a sense also, I don't know. because I'm pretty sure that since I live so close to other people, if they have, if they are generating a problem, they might not see it as their problem, you know. Anyway, good talking with you, Andy, and we will do this again, I hope. You take care of yourself. Good to talk with you. This is KK4JBQ. I will be clear.